What do Harlem Sunsets, Hottie Tomatoes, and Gangsters Hoping to Have the Bees all have in common? They're all slang from the Mafia days, 1920s, 1930s, which is the review I'm bringing for you today. Mafia, the definitive edition. It's coming out for $39.99 this week. What does that get you? Well, it gets you a remake of the game, as well as a mode or two. That's about it. Let's get to it. Thanks to the devs for giving me a code. As you guys know, even if a dev gives me a code, I go out and I get a version of the game and give it away to somebody who comments or somebody in the various different groups and forums. So my hard-earned cash is on the line just like yours. Here's my review for Mafia Definitive Edition. Two-bit dames buying bourbon by the box to sell to back alley dealers and consistently striving for dem brass buttons. Let's make our mark, boys. As always, graphics are up first. So Mafia Definitive Edition, it's pretty much just what I wanted. It's a slick presentation that brings an age-old series closer to current gen than last gen, and while not extending far beyond that, it does reach into the current box of graphical toys just enough to make it feel like that, especially at first glance. It feels like a current gen game. While there's some pop in, this isn't a Days Gone level kind of situation where driving through the countryside was like watching a reverse Cornhusker machine rip the life from the soil. Instead, you get a very solid image across pretty much the entire title, from driving full speed in stolen race cars down the wrong side of busy streets because, as we all know, bad decisions are good gameplay moments, to the more subdued driving Miss Daisy times where you're circling back up the winding roads of pastoral locations on your way to Mafia Gear Solid your way into another Don's home. One of the huge bonuses here are the game's weather effects like reflective surfaces, water puddling around potholes, and an excellent lighting engine day or night and regardless of weather, something that a lot of games don't always get right. Sadly, some connections exist to the prior game though, and in one way that is animations. Tommy moves like he fell on a bicycle with no seat. Ass to shoulders, the dude moves with the grace of a bag of broken dicks. This isn't helped by the jumping animations and the activation sections in some areas being finicky as hell, consistently reminding you that at least in Mafia, white men solidly cannot jump. Hell, they can't even move over some curbs 8 inches off the sidewalk like they are afraid of right angles. Tommy will rush into shotgun fire and people throwing explosives at his face, but the moment he sees a curb, he's like, whoa, hold on, let's proceed carefully now. Also, getting into and out of cover has that feel of a title that is 10 years old, where everyone was still trying to figure out just how sticky that fucking stone column was going to be that you want to perch your still soft, fleshy body behind. And then boom, you're suddenly stuck to it like it's been slathered with Ed Sheeran lyrics and you're a nearsighted 14-year-old. What Mafia excels at, though, at the same time, is that it does what it did originally so well. The reflection of a city in that time frame with excellent vehicle models and storefronts everywhere. It is best to remember that this is sort of GTA Lite, like games like LA Noire were, where not a great deal happens in the game world that isn't related to the story proper. Sure, you can walk around, but don't expect to be traipsing around, see a bunch of people playing street games you can join in on. That being said, atmosphere is handled excellently, with the different parts of the town exuding high-end affluence or low-end flatulence when you drive around the dregs and you realize it has to smell like two-week-old beer farts and vomit everywhere. Special effects like explosions, gun effects, and fire are handled fine, though I would say fire in particular looks a little bit wanting compared to some other titles. Where the game is more of a hit and miss, though, is the character models. The game has a ramshackle feel to it, where some scenes look amazing and diner moments between two main characters show the uneven stubble of a man who's forgot to shave most of his face the morning prior, to other scenes that look not so great. In fact, they look like they are from another game. Sometimes you're going to see some character that shows up and it looks like the only reason they're there is to yell dur-dur-dur and then leave the screen again like they're some kind of surprise. When it comes to performance, Mafia handles itself well though. 4K with some effects on middle and high is possible at a locked 60 with a 2080 Ti. But if you want all settings at their highest, you are probably going to have to step down one or two bits of the resolution, especially when you're getting into some of those closed in locations. However, when you go out in the outskirts, it's not unusual to see frame rates above 100 all the time. It's just when you get in the more cluttered spots. That's not unexpected, but you should be aware. I loved the outer sections of the city and places that you drive to and stepped out to outside of the city proper. It's a shame that most of the remake's time seems to be spent on lifting up the city spots because places you drive to that are out and about, there's a bit of low location detail and some drab foliage here and there. They could have stepped those up. As it stands, Mafia still hovers above most remakes that we've seen, losing out to titles like Tony Hawk and that recent remake, but also no slouch itself. And that brings us to gameplay and a bit about the story. Mafia is set across a span of many years in the 1930s and 40s, during the middle and end of Prohibition. You play as Tommy Angelo, a taxi driver with a bit of luck on your shoulder. One night while picking up rides, you pick up the ride of your life, with Polly and Sam, two employees of gangster Don Salieri. What follows is Tom's retelling of the decade of violence, victory, and vice that was his life in the family as he recounts it to a handler in a diner that sets the backdrop to a larger story that unfolds as you tell the tale. Or maybe not so much unfolding, more like shooting out a double-barreled shotgun of mafia dons, crime bosses, fighting over the city in a game of chess, if chess was played with 38 caliber revolvers and baseball bats with fake Babe Ruth signatures on them. The game itself is one part character piece following Tommy across chapters, with years separating some of them as you go out and do jobs for the family, make friends with those in your family, and explore the city of Lost Haven. Of course, I mean grifting through the city's inhabitants with the speed of a southern charlatan preacher, working your magic and crime, bad deals, and dastardly decisions as you shoot, drive, beat up, and best your competition with every chance you get. Competition, of course, being the other mafia don and their family, of both which you and them go around spouting things about respect and honor while, of course, allowing you to do some seriously heinous shit. This is a world where kidnappings would just be called unwilling adoptions. Gameplay during these times is split into three groups, most of the time with story chapters beginning and ending with a cutscene. You move around the city, you further the story, you drive from locations and away from locations as fast as you can with the heat on your tail, you explore the city or shoot the people in it. Control is pretty good during that time. Tommy usually does what you expect with your ability to bring up a radio menu and switch out weapons, as well as being able to use basic cover in the systems against the enemies you face. Up close and personal, you have the ability to dodge and punch. The game is old school in that most of the time the enemies are in a rhythm and you'll need to dodge at least once to open them up. It's not friggin' Sleeping Dogs, don't expect that. And driving is another part of this. It's befitting the time frame. Either slow cars that handle poorly or fast cars that handle even worse. You have options to choose to have the police act in a more simulation mode, pulling you over for red lights and other infractions, or a more arcadey feel. But make no mistake, shoot someone random or hit someone for no reason and the paddy wagons are attracted to you like flies on shit. Even if those flies travel at like 12 miles an hour. No lie, some of these cars make you feel like you just get out and run right past them. If you don't drive around and engage in combat, it's that old style with a generic lock-on button. It works well, and this is helped by the slower movement of the cars. It feels more tactile and more weighty. Also, I can't say this is too brilliant when it comes to AI, even on the hard difficulty. If you park your little flesh car in front of somebody carrying a shotgun, your chance of sleeping under a dirt blanket is pretty high. But sometimes the enemy has a damned hard time figuring out how to get to you in the first place, bumbling and stumbling and rumbling across the landscape like they bought Shooting by Braille books for dummies and read them right beforehand. That's not to say the battles can't be enjoyable and there's a little bit of stealth to be had here, but it is not the game's exact strong point. That is in the tale of Tommy. He's an amazing character, complex as well as cumbersome in his handling of situations. He's intelligent, yet makes idiotic mistakes, and timing turns into tragedies in a lot of what he does. So what I mean is he's pretty much one of the more realistic characters you play. Even his skills are set more in the timeline. Sure, you have a couple grenades at times or a Molotov, but overall, you don't have much other than a mini-map when it comes to common superhuman abilities that many everyday protagonists have in video games. What I liked about this is it always changed it up. Every single time I was doing something, it was slightly different, slightly unique. And it does wrap up an arc of success. There's almost sloth-like gluttony in the middle that I really liked, especially when it came to the way the story was delivered, as well as the characters and the vices themselves that they fell into. But then there's this precipitous fall in tune with Tommy's own decline, as well as all of his friends. And that's the strength of Mafia story. You can tell where much of it's going to go, but even when you're playing, you never think to yourself, I don't have a choice here. Instead, you feel a little bit like Tommy does. This is a choice that feels right now in the situation as the proper one. And it's always fun to blow somebody away with a shotgun. And whether you finish the story or not, you can always do the free ride mode, which adds a little bit that allows you to explore and jump into some of the cars that you find in the game. Will you stick around though? Sticking around is all about fun. If you're into this kind of game, it's an action-packed title from start to finish. It's a true classic of its time, with a story that feels lodged in a far higher medium of entertainment for its time. If you expect or desire an open-world style title, you're going to be surely and sorely disappointed. It doesn't mean you can't explore, drive around and free ride and so forth, but that isn't at all the real attraction here. Here, it's a well-made story you get to be a part of. Sure, the character's chosen for you, and at times the arc feels predetermined, but goddamn, what a choice, and what a goddamned arc this is. Somehow Mafia sneaks in without much of the tropes you would expect in shows and TV as well that cover the same ground everyone has layered on, and it has a reason for what everybody does, even the bad guys that you would expect for them to turn in a particular point. The game breaks up the driving sections with jobs and missions with jobs, and those driving sections also just sit back and say, you know what, if you don't feel like freaking driving a car from the 1930s, just skip the driving parts, and I love that. And that brings us to sound, music, and voice.
Marry me.
Okay.
World's worst proposal.
How the hell do they know about this?
Because you always shoot your mouth off.
Gates took a bullet.
Christ, it gets worse. You left another guy in the wreck?
Yeah, but he was dead when we got there.
You gonna tell me he was the president's nephew or something?
Two in the head, Paulie. If you're gonna do a job, do it right.
He made it?
Yes. He spent the week in St. Mary's, but he pulled through.
And we'll do sound first. This is good when it matters. When you're rattling off a bunch of lead on a Tommy gun, the entire thing always sounds like it's just about ready to fall apart, like those old circus rides you only had to pay one ticket for and everyone watched you nervously as you enjoyed it. Handguns, shotguns, and longer rifles as you go further in the missions all sound good, while the sound channeling and 3D effects themselves aren't anything really complex. And I did have to do some adjustments in the options. Explosions, fire, grenades, and all those situations that go with them sound explosive enough. I like that. Environmentally, the game actually isn't incredibly deep when it comes to sound effects. When you're in the busier spots where you'll hear all sorts of traffic and assorted samples, that's fine, but some other places are a little bit lean. That brings us to music. Very cinematic and fitting for what you get on the screen. This is a breath of fresh air to have a soundtrack like this, where each beat of the story is accompanied by what sounds like a full movie soundtrack. It lifts those cinematic moments, envelops the suspenseful ones in their own atmosphere, and calls back to mind gangster movies and motivations that we've seen in the past. It's at times a bit skewed on the dark side, though, I will say that. There always feels like the desire to sort of fit you into that more darker role of the music. And that brings us to voice. Mafia's voice acting is, from top to bottom, expert level. Old sound samples sound as good as new stuff recorded today, and Paulie still sounds like a nasally, weaselly son of a bitch, but somehow always stands out as a complex character that doesn't fall into all the simple expectations you might see for him. John Doman, as well as Michael Sorvino, do an excellent job. Michael, as Tommy, grounds the entire game's voice acting with a central pivot point that feels grounded in a character that just wants a piece of the good life, but falls in that typical gangster style and cycle of heightened expectations and doubling down to get your returns back. The interesting thing about Mafia is, even for back then, the voice acting may not have been a most prestigious thing when it comes to a lot of these people doing a game. Everyone treats this title, though, with expertise and a poise of a star-directed movie. There isn't a bad voice in this title. Fantastic, from bank robbers to the backstabbers to the best friends to the worst of ends. And speaking of ends, that brings us to the rating. Buy, wait for sale, rent, or never touch it again, with rent being replaced by deep, deep sale if it give it that score on a PC title. This is definitely worth getting. There's a sense of pacing that is profound in Mafia. It's an ideal to stick to, and it gets those cinematic sensibilities of gang-style movies and fiction without meandering too close to the open-world formula that so often pads out these kind of games until they feel vaguely almost claustrophobic, a reverse collection with items scattered around the world and time limits that hinge on the suspension of disbelief that anything happens if you're not there, and to be there, you have to collect 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the different items in the game world, somehow making something feel incredibly large feel almost linear. That doesn't happen here. You get to experience the game world as you see fit. If you want to skip that car, race, or ride, you can do so. And that, to me, is one of the strengths here. It knows that its story is important, and it delivers it with excellence throughout. So anyway, that's it for me. I hope you guys liked the video. If you did, give it a thumbs up. If you didn't, give it a thumbs down. Check out my videos. I did a video on Serious Sam as well today. If it's not out now, you'll see it in a little bit. That's my impressions. I would love for you guys to stop by the Patreon. Everything gets demonetized at some point for me, including, unfortunately, my Sony stream, which was weird. So if you come to Patreon, you can give a couple bucks back, especially if I've warned you away from a shitty game or found a good one that you like. More videos coming this week. As always, I would love for you to subscribe. Peace out, and enjoy the rest of your week.